Today being the
Today being the 19th day of Ramadan.
Today being the 19th day of Ramadan, 1442 years after the Hijra of the Holy Prophet from the holy city of Makkah to the blessed city of Medina, the equivalent of first day of May, 2021 years after the era of Nabi Isa alayhi salam, our tafsir from the Faculty of Engineering Mosque and Modibelo University Zara continues from the 28th ayah of Surat Azhar. Ustaz Abdul Mumin will recite the Holy Quran for us while our Sheikh Professor Abdullah Elokene will conduct the tafsir, inshallah.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها النبي أزواجك إن كنتن تردن الحياة الدنيا وزينتها فتعالين أمتعكن وأسرحكن سراحا جميلا.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، الرحمن الرحيم، مالك يوم الدين، إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين، اهدنا الصراط المستقيم، صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين، آمين. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد الفاتح المعوق الخاتم لما سبق، ناصر الحق بالحق، الهادي إلى صراطك المستقيم، وعلى آله حق قدره مقداره العظيم. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون، سلام على المرسلين، والحمد لله رب العالمين. يا أيها النبي قل لأزواجك إن كنتن تردن الحياة الدنيا وزينتها فتعالين أمتعكن وأسرحكن سراحا جميلا. الله تبارك وتعالى is now telling us we have left the chapter about the battle of the trench, the battle of Ahzab, the battle of Khandaq is the same thing, where at the end of the day, the Banu Qurayza, Allah destroyed all of them, and their properties and their land became a spoils of war for the Muslims. From what has been happening after the battle of Badr, followed by the battle of Uhud, followed by the issue of Bani Nadir and now Bani Qurayza, the spoils of war was getting much. Sahabas, some of them trading, some of them farming, some of them rearing. You can visibly start to see in Medina that there is an improvement in the financial status of people. With this financial status, in the house of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, despite the financial status of the city improving, nothing has changed. They are still finding it difficult sometimes to eat. The women are still lacking in dresses, lacking in a lot of things, and they are seeing that the financial status of the city is improving. Then they started asking the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam for an improvement in their own financial status, in their own dresses, in their own jewelry and the rest. With this, the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was not happy. He got annoyed with their inordinate request and went ahead and secluded himself and said, I will not go close to any of you for the next 1 month. Rasulullah went to the mosque and stayed there doing his ibadah, only Sayyidah Maryam Al-Kibti, her slave girl, had access to him and he was there. At this situation, the whole Medina, after a week, 2 weeks, 3 weeks, it's not long this man returned, and everybody starts knowing that something has gone wrong. The Prophet has not been entering his house. The whole city now, everybody is worried. What is going on? Then some people said, no, the Prophet has divorced all his wives. That's why he's now staying in the mosque alone. With all this, until it was the 29th day, Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam left the mosque and came to the house of Sayyidah Aisha. Sayyidah Aisha said, you promised to leave us for 1 month. Have you fulfilled your oath? She was bothered that the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said 1 month, and it was not yet 1 month. The Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, no, the month is 29 days or 30. And that evening, the crescent was sighted, meaning the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam had completed his 1 month. When Sayyidina Umar heard this, he left where he is, came to the daughter. He said, have I not been talking to you? Have I not been telling you to be careful? Do you think you are like Sayyidah Aisha? Sayyidah Aisha is more beautiful than you, is younger than you, is better than you, is more loved to the Prophet than me. The father is more loved to the Prophet than your father. Why are you not careful? What has happened? The daughter said, I don't know. Has he divorced you? We don't know. Where is he? He's there, in the mountain. So Sayyidina Umar went to meet the Prophet and sought excuse to enter. He was not answered. He left. After some time, he could not hold himself. He came back. Said, it's Umar, your Yastazin, is seeking excuse to enter. No answer. He left. After some time, he couldn't hold himself. He came back again. When he came back this time, he still make sought permission to enter. There was no answer. When he left, then one of the servants of the Prophet followed him and said, the Prophet asked you that should come and call you. Sayyidina Umar was coming in a state of fear. Because when the third time, he said, let me leave before Allah will reveal something against me. So he was in a state of prayer, he came back. When he came and he met the Prophet, he said, I met the Prophet lying on the mat, on the floor. The mat has made marks over his back. I looked at the room, there was nothing I could look at that can take anybody's attention. Then said, I didn't know what to say. And I look at the Prophet. I said, oh Prophet, can I speak freely? Because the next thing that came to my mind is, what can I do to make the Prophet to become relieved? I can see what is with him. Oh Prophet, can I speak freely? The Prophet said, you can speak freely. I can speak freely. He said, you can speak freely. He said, oh Prophet, do you know what's happening? We were in Mecca. We people, we Quraysh, we are in charge of our affairs. Our women are under us. We could tell them what we want and they obeyed us. Then we came to this town. These people, this Ansar, their women are stronger than them. It's their women that command them to do whatever they have to do. And our women said, you know, copying from them. He said, then I saw this Prophet trying to smile. Then he said, oh Prophet, can I continue? He said, yes. You need to see what happened today. This my wife, you see what she did today. She was just demanding, I should give her this, I should give her this, until I was thinking, will I not just divorce this lady and go and sit down in peace? Said the Prophet now smiled broadly. So this is what these ladies are disturbing me about. Then, after this, Sayyidina Umar said this, the Prophet was still like that, then this verse was built. Allah calling him, Ya ayyuhan nabiyyu, O you, this prophet, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, kulli azwajika, tell your wives, in kuntunna turidna al-hayata al-dunya wa zinataha, if it is that you desire the material wealth of this world and the ephemerities and the shiny, the glittering part of it, fata alayna, then come. Umatteukunna, I surely will make you to be happy. I will give you what you require in this world to make you happy. Wasarihukunna, then I will give you your freedom to go away. I will divorce you, give you enough wealth that you want, and I will ask you to go. Saraha jameelan, in such a way that when you go, this worldly issue will never be a problem for you. You will go and you will be happy with what you have gotten.
وَإِن كُنْتُنَّ تُرِدْنَ اللَّهَ وَرَسُولَهُ وَالدَّارَ الْآخِرَةَ فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ أَعَدَّ لِلْمُحْسِنَاتِ مِنْكُنَّ أَجْرًا عَظِيمًا.
وإن كنتم تريدن الله ورسوله والدار الآخرة فإن الله أعد للمحسنات منكن أجرا عظيما. If however, Allah asked me to tell you, if however, كنتم تريدن الله ورسوله, that you desire Allah and His Prophet and the hereafter, فإن الله أعد للمحسنات منكن أجرا عظيما. Tell them that Allah has indeed prepared for them such a reward that is so great that the greatness cannot be phantomed. Then the Prophet now stood up, went to the room of Sayyidah Aisha and said, Aisha, come, I have something to tell you. But after I tell you, don't give me an answer. Go to your parents and seek their advice before you answer. Allah said, I should tell you this. إن كنتم تريدون الحياة الدنيا وزينتها فتعالين أمتعكن وأسرحكن سراحا جميلا. وإن كنتم تريدون الله ورسوله والدار الآخرة فإن الله أعد للمحسنات منكن أجرا عظيما. If you desire this ephemeral world and the glitteriness of it, come, I shall settle you properly, give you what you require for the rest of your life, and ask you to go. But if it's Allah and the Prophet and the hereafter you want, then those of you that sit down and do good work in this house, Allah has promised them that He's going to give them such a reward that the bigness cannot be phantomed. When he said this, they said, I shall look at the Prophet. He said, this is what you say, I should go and take advice of my parents. I don't need the advice of my parents to answer. I select Allah and the Prophet and the hereafter. I don't need anybody to tell me what to do. Prophet said, okay, I will go to your other mates. He said, but I'm requesting you for something. When you go to any of them, don't tell them my answer. The Prophet said, unless they did not ask me. If they ask me for an answer, I will tell them your answer. Then he now went to Hafsa. All of them, by the time he went to the nine of them, they all said they chose Allah and the Prophet and the hereafter. Because the Prophet, at this particular time, had nine wives with him. Sayyidah Khadija, radiallahu ta'ala anha, Khadija al-Kubra, that the Prophet was the first wife of the Prophet, had died in Makkah. And in Makkah, the Prophet married Sauda. After Sauda, he married Sayyidah Aisha, but Sayyidah Aisha, he did not bring her to the house until in Medina, when she was at the age of nine. And after that, the Prophet married Sayyidah Hafsa after the husband died and she was just 18 years old. Then the Prophet married Hafsa. After Hafsa, the Prophet married Umm Salama, that's Hindu. After Umm Salama, the Prophet married Zainab bint Jahash. Then later on, he married Ramla, that it was Najashi that conducted the marriage of Ramla, the daughter of Abi Sufyan, for him in Ethiopia, and later on they brought her to the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. The Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam also married Safiya bin Huyay bin Akhtabin. He also married Juwayriya al-Mustalkiya, and he also married Ramla and Maimuna and Hilaliya. All these are the wives of the Prophet, nine of them that he married. But he married Zainab bint Huzaima, and she died after some months. And there was also Rehana that died also after some months. These are the two that died before the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam left this world. But the remain of them, these are the nine that remain with him. These nine are the one that the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam went to, and all of them selected Allah and the Prophet and the hereafter.
Ya Nisa An-Nabi, Iman yati minkunna bifahishatin mubayyinatin yudha'af laha al-'adhabu dha'fayn wa kana dhalika 'ala Allahi yasira.
يا نساء النبي من يات منكن بفاحشة مبينة يضاعف لها العذاب ضعفين وكان ذلك على الله يسيرا. For the first time, Allah is now addressing the wives of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم. Allah has not addressed women anywhere in the Quran, but is addressing the wives of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم. يا نساء النبي, oh you the wives of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم. من ياتكم كنا بفاحشة مبينة, whoever of you were to commit any of the heinous crimes, يضاعف لها العذاب ضعفين, know that you are not like any other person. Your punishment will be double the punishment of the ordinary person. وكان ذلك على الله يسيرا, that you are with the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, who is خير البرية, the best of the creation. It will not stop Allah from punishing you if you carry out any of the heinous crimes that is forbidden in Islam, and that punishment will be double. That is very easy for Allah. Wakana zarik ala Allah yasira. That is very easy for Allah. Here, they were being reminded that if they were to commit any of the heinous crimes, luckily for the Muslim Ummah, the wives of the Prophet were selected for him, and all of them were dutiful women, and none of them was ever found wanting in any capital sin throughout their life. Alhamdulillah.
وَمَن يَقْنُتْ مِنْكُنَّ لِلَّهِ وَرَسُولِهِ وَتَعْمَلْ صَالِحًا نُؤْتِهَا أَجْرَهَا مَرَّتَيْنِ وَأَعْتَدْنَا لَهَا رِزْقًا كَرِيمًا.
وَمَنْ يَقْنُتْ مِنْكُنَّ لِلَّهِ وَرَسُولِهِ وَتَعْمَلْ صَالِحًا نُؤْتِهَا أَجْرَهَا مَرَّتَيْنِ وَأَعْتَدْنَا لَهَا رِزْقًا كَرِيمًا. Allah تبارك وتعالى is now telling them, وَمَنْ يَقْنُتْ مِنْكُنَّ لِلَّهِ وَرَسُولِهِ, whoever amongst you يَقْنُتْ, goes to be obedient, worship with obedience, lillahi wa rasuli, in obedience to Allah and obedience to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, yutiha ajraha marratain, then his reward will also be doubled. Wa atadna laha rizqan karima, and we shall for sure prepare for him wealth that is so generous and so dignifying for his status.
يا نساء النبي لستن كأحد من النساء إن اتقيتن فلا تخبرن تخضعن بالقول فيطمع الذي في قلبه مرض وقلن قولا معروفا.
يا نساء النبي لستن كأحد من النساء النتكيتن فلا تخضعن بالقول فاطمع الذي في قلبه مرض وقلن قولا معروفا. Oh, the wives of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, lastunna ka ahadin minan nisa, you are not like any other woman. In itakaytun, if you indeed go ahead and worship in obedience, fala tuhdana bil qawl, when you are speaking, speak straight, don't speak by lowering your voice. Fatma lazi bi qalbihi marad, and the one that in his heart there is a disease will be thinking something else. وَقُلْنَا قَوْلًا مَعْرُوفًا. When you are going to speak, speak directly, speak straight. Here, Allah is telling us some characters that are very important, that is not easy for you to see. He's telling the wives of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam here now. You are not like any other women. When any person comes to you, whether it's a woman or it's a man, and they are talking to you, you don't start just joking it the way you want. You don't start, a man is talking to you, you are saying, okay, yeah, let me talk gently to him. No, just they are requesting for something. This is this. Talk straight, let them go. Because not everybody that is coming to you, their heart is good. Some, their heart is diseased. And in trying to be nice, to be courteous, some people may take your courtesy to mean something else and have something bad in their mind. What the Prophet, what Allah is telling the wives of the Prophet here, all of us should listen. Here, because they have been told, in kuntunna turidna irada. If you desire, wa in kuntunna turidna Allah wa Rasulah, but if you desire Allah and the Prophet, from yuridna, you take irada, and whoever desires is called muridi. When you call somebody murid, it's because he desires Allah. Remember, Allah told us, "Lakad kana lakum bi rasulillahi iswatun hasratun liman kana yarjullaha wal yawmal akhir." The best example is in the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. For whoever desires or whoever hopes for Allah, here he says, if they do desire Allah. So whoever desires Allah, you are not like any other person. If it is Allah and the Prophet you desire, and hereafter you desire, فإن الله عاد المسلمات من كل أجر عظيمة. You are not. That's why Allah says, يا نساء النبي لستنك أحد من النساء المتكئتون. If you are obedient to what you are doing and to your cause, you are not like any other person. That's why a murid, what is he looking for? He's looking for Allah and the Prophet. That's why he goes, all that bothers him, he's doing zikr, istighfar, doing salati of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, saying la ilaha illallah, he desiring Allah and the Prophet. Automatically, the person who is just desiring only paradise is not like the one who is desiring Allah and the Prophet. You are not the same thing. Then you also have to be careful, your characters have to be above all, every other person. So even if you are talking, also be careful the way you talk. Not that you just see any woman, you just start making jest, then she will be taking something else in her mind. Or you are a woman, you just see a man, you are just talking jokingly, he will take something else in his mind. Or when you go out, you are talking, talk straight. Your character should be vouched for by anybody who comes close to you. That's why he said, ولا تهدانا بالقول فاطمع الذي في قلبه مرض وقلنا قولا معروفا. Anytime you are going to speak, weigh your speech. What I'm saying now, is it something approved where I'm saying it? Is this taken as a good statement that behoves one that is looking for the countenance of Allah and the Prophet? If it does not behove it, don't say it from the mouth. So here we have been taught characters of those that intend and are desirous of Allah and the Prophet.
وقرن في بيوتكن ولا تبرجن تبرج الجاهلية الأولى وأقمنا الصلاة وآتينا الزكاة وأطعنا الله ورسوله إنما يريد الله ليذهب عنكم الرجس أهل البيت ويطهركم تطهيرا
وقرن في بيوتكن ولا تبرجن تبرج ولا تبرجن تبرج الجاهلية الأولى وأقمنا الصلاة وآتينا الزكاة وأطعنا الله ورسوله إنما يريد الله ليذهب عنكم رجس أهل البيت ويطهركم تطهيرا. What are they supposed to do? وقرن في بيوتكن. Stay well established in your houses. ولا تبرجن تبرج الجاهلية الأولى. Don't be going about showing off like the women in the pagan period, in the ignorant period, used to go about showing off their jewelry, their beauty. That's not for you. When you are in your houses, be establishing salah. From what you have, be giving out zakah. And try to obey Allah to your utmost best. Try to obey the Prophet Muhammad to your utmost best. All this, Allah is doing it. Inna ma yuridu Allahu liyudhhiba ankum rijsa ahl al-bayt. Allah wishes that you people of the house, He should remove filth and any debt from you. Wa yutahhirakum tathira. And He would so clean you and purify you, such a purification. Which means, for you to be purified, if you are not purified, are well purified, you cannot come close to where Allah is. You cannot wish to see the countenance of Allah. You can't claim to be a murid and then your character is not above board. Your character must be above board for you to qualify to come close to Allah and the Prophet. Even you, you don't want anybody to be close to you. If you hear that this, you want to take a boy to open in the house, they say he steals. They say he's never shy. He talks, he's vulgar. Do you want him to be a boy? No. You want a person that is contented. He knows how to talk. He has good manners. He does not do what criminals do. The same thing, you that you are going to Allah, you have to maintain good habit. Allah is telling the wives of the Prophet now, وَكَرْنَ فِي بُيُوتِكُمْ. Stay in your houses. وَلَا تَبَرَّجْنَا. Tabarruja is for somebody to come out, like from the mountain, to come out to show himself. Because in those days, people used to stay in the valley and some stay in the mountain. Those that stay in the valley, the ladies are much more beautiful than those that stay in the mountain. But the ones that stay in the mountainside using flutes, blowing their flutes, blowing their music, until they attracted the ladies to come down. And then when they came down, the men came down, they saw the ladies in the valley were more beautiful, and from there, Al-Fahsha started. That's exactly what people do now. They try to advertise beautiful women, take them to a place, call it a club. They are beautiful. They try to magnify their beauty with makeups and the rest, so that men can be attracted. And then it's for nothing. It's for them to go and commit of obscenities and heinous crimes. This is tabarruja. That's why Allah is telling them that this is for people of ignorance and pagans. It's not for Muslims. To be trying your best to wear apparels, to wear makeups, just to show up, is a sign that you are in the ignorant era and you are a pagan. These are the habits of pagans. What's your own business with it? When this particular verse was revealed, وَكَرْنَ فِي بِيُوتِكُمْ وَلَا تَبَرَّجْنَ تَبَرُّجَ الْجَاهِلِيَّةِ الْأُولَى. The wives of the Prophet, they were still going out, but all of them, most of the time, they were in the house. They don't go out except for reasons. But Sayyida Sauda, from this time, the day this verse was revealed, the next time that she had to go out, she was taken out. She never left her house until she died from that day. Even after the Prophet Muslim has left this world, the other wives were going to go to Hajj and they were sent to Hajj. She never left for Hajj or left for Hajj. The last day that she was taken from the house was to the burial ground. She said, Allah said, وَكَرْنَا فِي بُيُوتِكُمْ. I will never go out again until I meet with my beloved Prophet Muslim. She doesn't go to the mosque. She doesn't go to anywhere. She was in her house. That's why the ulamas, they said, the best place for a woman to say her prayers is inside her room, inside her house. Not the mosque. There is the one who goes to the mosque. But the woman that prayed inside her house is far above the one that went out. Because of this verse. وَكَرْنَا فِي بُيُوتِكُنَّ. Inside your house. وَلَا تَبَرَّجْنَا تَبَرَّجَ الْجَاهِلِيَّةِ. And women, they have their own habits. If they are going out, they want to look good. Look good for who? For others. Who are others? For other men. They will tell you no, they want to look good for themselves. Huh? If you are in the house, what stops you from dressing and looking good for yourself? So we have to be very careful. Women that want to be pious should learn this. Don't go out except for a good reason that you are leaving your house. Just going out, you dress well, you wear costly dresses to take the attention of others. This is a pagan tradition. It's an ignorant tradition. If it's your husband, dress well and stay in the house. For your husband, for your children, for your fathers. Is it that only when you are going out you want people to see your best dress? Then it's not for people in the house. And here, Allah Ta'ala is saying, وَاَكِمْنَا صَلَاةَ وَاَتِمْنَا زَكَاةَ وَاَتِئِنَ اللَّهَ وَرَسُولَهُ. And obey the Allah, obey the Prophet. In all this is not to make it difficult for you. إِنَّمَا يُرِيدُ اللَّهُ رِيُزُوا أَنْكُمْ رِكْسَ أَذَنْ بَيْتِ. Allah is trying to do this, that you people of the house, he will remove filth from you. Because you are going out, people that are seeing you, their eyes are harboring bad things, it's filth. People are talking to you, from their mouth, it's filth. You too, you are faced with filth. All these dirty things Allah wants to remove from you. When this verse was revealed, Prophet said, where is Sayyida Fatima? Where is Ali? Where is Hassan? Where is Hussein? He brought all of them to the room and he used his cloak to cover all of them. These are my people of the house. Allah, remove filth from them. Remove any obscenity and death from them. The door said, Ameen. And everybody could hear the door saying, Ameen. Then Umm Salama came out and some of the wives of Prophet said, what is it? He said, this is what I'm doing. Are we not members of your household? Said, you are my wives. You are with me anywhere I am. But these are the members of my household. So these are the Shurafa. The Shurafa are not small people. Their relationship is to the best of creation. So if you are nice to them, then your being nice to them is an excellent necessity in the creation. If you are bad to them, your being bad to them is the worst of being bad in the creation. One day, there was a war in a town, and a lady, she's a member of the Sharif family, of the Adam, quickly she took her children and ran to the town. By the time she got to the town, the next time she went, it's a Muslim town. He said, please, they should take him to the king. They took him to the king. Then he went. She went to the king, said, please, I am new, I just came. I have no place to stay. And there is a war in this town. Maybe you have heard of it. It's from that time that I take my children, myself, and I came. Please, I am from the family of Sayyidina Ali. Can you provide shelter for me and provide something for me to take care of my children and myself? The king said, is that so? He said, yes. Man yashhadu laki. Who will bear witness for you? He said, I told you it's a war. I came out. I don't know anybody here, let alone for anybody to bear witness for me. So, then the lady left. Then he was looking about who to shelter him. At the end, he came to the house of a Majus, a pagan, who is worshipping fire and doing divination. He told that one, he said, I came here. I have nobody. And I'm from the family of Prophet last night. And I'm looking for somebody who will give me shelter. He said, come in. And he gave her shelter. The king that night dreamt the day of judgment came. And then this was the prophet. He was looking inside paradise and he was looking at a castle he has never seen the kind of. And he was asking the Prophet, look at that castle. It's for who? He said, it's for every mu'min that does a good job, good work in this world. That castle is for him. He said, then, can I have it? He said, who will bear witness for him? Then he woke up. When he woke up, he started going about the city, looking. Where can I get this lady? Primarily, somebody told him that they saw him enter this magician's house. So what? Quickly, he went there. He saw. He said, "Please release her to me." He said, "No, I'll not release her because of the dream you had last night."
Sallallahu alaihi wasallam.
Just you see the dream last night. I saw the dream last night and ask her Islamized at her hand. I'm not going to release her to you. There was another situation where a sheriff who is poor was going to marry her daughter out. And the full marrying her daughter insisted that the lady has to bring this, has to do this, has to do this. And he came to the mosque. He said, please, some of you may not know me, but I am from the family of the Prophet. And I want to marry my daughter out. I have a problem. If anybody would assist me to give me something to go and assist my daughter so that she can get married out. Immediately he said this, the person that was hearing came, he said, please can you follow me? He went straight to the market, said, give me the money we are going to use to buy goods. That's his capital. About 500 dinar or 5,000 dinar. He said, give it to me. He said, this is the capital of my market, take. Huh? Then the boy said, the market said, you have given this man. He said, he's a grandchild of the Prophet. I can't bear to hear that the grandchild of the Prophet is seeking for assistance. And what is my market? Then the man, he dreamt, saw the Prophet. The Prophet told him, go to one town close to a village close to you. You ask for somebody, Abdullah ibn Tahir, ask for him, and that I ask you that he should give you the equivalent of the money you have spent, you have given to my grandchild. This, go and ask. He went. By the time he woke up, he went to the town. As he was going, the wife said, you have not given us the money for today's food, the bread. He said, please, I will go to the person who is making the baker. Tell him that I am traveling. He should try to provide for you until I come back, I will pay. Then he went to the baker. He said, please, I'm traveling. I've told my family to come to you. He said, no, you don't have to tell me anything. The Prophet told me that I should take care of your family that he has sent you until you come back. By the time he went to the town, he was entering the town and he met a man coming to him. He said, are you the messenger of the messenger of Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala? Are you the messenger of Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala? Yes, he said, it's okay, come. This is the 5,000 dinar that he said I should give you. This is another 5,000 dinar for making me to have good dream because of you. All these things, they are happening. Be very careful. Don't say you are in doubt. It's better for you to be in doubt, to have a good doubt than to have a bad doubt. وَكَرْنَا فِي بُيُوتِكُنَّا وَلَا تَبَرَّجْنَا تَبَرُّجَ الْجَاهِلِيَّةِ الْأُولَى وَأَقِمْنَا الصَّلَاةَ وَآتِينَا الزَّكَاةَ وَأَطِعْنَا اللَّهَ وَرَسُولَهُ إِنَّمَا يُرِيدُ إِنَّمَا يُرِيدُ اللَّهُ لِيُذْهِبَ عَنكُمُ الرِّجْسَ أَهْلَ الْبَيْتِ وَيُطَهِّرَكُمْ tathira. Because of this, that Mawlana Sheikh Ahmad Tijani, he always warned that don't go and marry a sharifa. Let them marry each other. So that we don't go and create a problem for yourself. There's one of our ulama in this country of ours, he's late now. He came to study here in Zaria. When he was studying as a young person in Zaria, the cloth became dirty and became rag. The ulama saw it and was disturbed and went and got a good dress and gave it to him. After giving it to him, the following day, the boy wore the dress and was coming in, and immediately his teacher saw him, teacher stood up. Why didn't you tell us? Why didn't you tell us? I just said that Fatima in the dream, thanking me for giving you a dress. That was the day the Ali left here. He later became a big sheikh. I'm not going to mention his name. All this is very important for you to know that somebody will tell you that he's a sharif. Don't say he's not a sharif. How do you know he's not a sharif? How do you know? Because you cannot, this is your father, this is your grandfather, you don't know your great-grandfather, doesn't mean somebody else doesn't know his great-great-grandfather. There are people who can count their father up to 10, 12, 15, 20 in this country. Because all of them read. You know that you are reading, you have thesis. Do you think your grandchild of the 10th will not know your name? Do you know your grandfather up to the 6th now? Most of us here, we don't know. Why? Because at the time, they were in the period of ignorance. They were not yet Muslims, or they were not learned. Then you think everybody is like that? You go to Borno, you will find somebody whose father to the 6th and the 7th wrote Quran, they have it with them. This is somebody like Sheikh Sharif Saleh. He has his lineage up to the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And he has their names. He knew the time they came to Borno. Because they can read, they can write. 200 years ago, apart from Borno and Kano area and Sokoto, nobody can read and write in this country. Everybody is now shouting that they are the ones that are backward. The West, everybody is fighting Islam and Allah will fight them. This is it. We should all be careful. Whenever we hear somebody say Sharif, let's dignify him. Let's accord him the dignity of the grandchild of the best of the creation. But if you know that this is the son of Buhari, everybody would want to do good to him because of what Buhari would give you. The Prophet would give you something, if not today, tomorrow. May Allah assist all of us.
واذكرن ما يتلى في بيوتكن من آيات الله والحكمة إن الله كان لطيفا خبيرا
واذكرن ما يتلى في بيوتكن من آيات الله والحكمة إن الله كان لطيفا خبيرا. Allah is telling them, the wives of the Prophet, Wadkurna, try to be mentioning, my clay people, yutikunna min ayatillahi wal hikmah, what is being recited in your house regarding the Quran and regarding the hadith of the Prophet, my clay people, yutikunna min ayatillahi Quran, wal hikmah, the hadith of the Prophet, his wisdom. Inna Allah, Allah for sure. Inna Allah kana latifan khabira. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is very subtle. The littlest of things, he picks them up. Khabira, he is well informed. The little you do that you think is so little, you did not even take it as anything. Allah is aware of it and Allah is well informed. And anything that you do to improve your character, do it. Here, Allah is telling the words of the Prophet, وَذْكُرْنَ مَا يُتْلَى فِي بُيُوتِكُنَّ مِنْ آيَاتِ اللَّهِ وَالْحِكْمَةِ. Always recitation of the Quran, zikr of Allah, recitation of the Hadith. All this we should all be engaged in it. The difference between the Sahabats and us is that they, the Sahabats, like Sheikh Ibrahim Niyaz used to say, he said, any of them, if they take a surah, they will memorize it. After they finish memorizing it, they will understand it. After they understand it, they will work with it. Then they go to another surah, memorize it, understand it, apply it. This is what they were doing. Because they were doing this, then Allah elevated their status. They were able to take over the whole of this world. What Ardan Lam Tata'uha. They conquered Europe. They conquered every part of Europe in their lifetime. They conquered Egypt. They conquered Ethiopia. They conquered down to Persia. Because anything they learn in the Quran, they understand it, they work with it. Not the way we do today. You read the Quran, all you just do is where you are going to show up that you can recite the Quran. And then recitation of Quran is very important. Continuously. One day, somebody was caught stealing. They are supposed to cut his hand. Then the parents came and the son came. Sir, parents come and said, this is my son. They say he has stolen. You cut his hand. He said, yes. Why? He said, because Allah said, Wasarik wasarikatu faktaway jahmat. Where? Saying the Quran. Say, I've never had it in the Quran. Say now, you have never had it? He said, yes. Okay. For today, we are going to still carry out the punishment. His hand will be cut. Then he goes, the say now, will now make it a duty. Anywhere he's going to stay, he will ask Muslims to come. Ubayy bin Ka'ab be reciting Quran for them. In Ramadan, he brought everybody together. He was going, he met this one praying alone in the mosque. This 2-3 here are praying together alone. 4-5 here are praying together alone. He said, all of you come together. He said, Ubayy bin Ka'ab, lead them in prayer. Make sure you finish the Quran. Let everybody hear the Quran from beginning to the end. Nobody will come and say tomorrow he has never heard this verse in the Quran. And when he came and he saw all of them praying, he said, Ni'matul hadhihi bid'ah. So this bid'ah is a blessed one. Here Ulama said, this saying this is humility from Sayyidina Umar. If not, the verse Ulama said, Alaykum bi sunnati wa sunnatul khulafa'i ar-rashidin min ba'di. Whatever Sayyidina Umar does is sunnah, it's not bid'ah. But here he said this. Because at the time the verse Ulama left this world, the Sahaba that memorized the Quran completely from beginning to the end were only 9. Ubayy bin Ka'ab, Abu Ayyub al-Ansari, Abu Zayd al-Ansari, Ubadah bin Samit, Usman bin Affan. 9 of them were the only one that memorized the Quran. But they work with anyone of them that had a surah, he will work with it in detail. And from then on, anytime that there is a gathering, somebody will be brought to recite the Quran for people to hear. The Prophet himself, he used to call Ubayy bin Ka'ab sometimes Abdullah bin Mas'ud, he would say, come and recite the Quran to me. One day, Allah asked him to ask Ubayy to recite the Quran to him. And he asked Ubayy, come and recite to me. He said, why? He said, Allah asked me to ask you to recite for me. He said, Allah called my name and recited the Quran for him. Abdullah bin Mas'ud too has recited the Quran by the Prophet. So whoever you are, once in a while, sit down and also listen to the Quran being recited by other people. You too continuously recite. Don't allow a day to pass without reciting the Quran. Although Allah has assisted us that in 5 times daily prayer, at least Quran is recited. You recite Fatiha, you recite one surah or 2 surah, all this Allah has assisted us. But recite the Quran continuously. Sheikh Matigani said, any of my students that has finished the Quran, the minimum you should recite in a day is 130. The minimum is that you should recite in a day is 130. He's vain. Have juzu in the morning, like from Sajid Marabika Allah to Nas, and have in the evening, like Amma to Sabbath. So this is the minimum. In case of Sheikh Ibrahim, he said, both of those of you that have memorized the Quran, he said, try to recite it once a week. That's how he recites it. And he broke the Quran like the Sahaba did. The Sahabas, they had their own recitation once a week. And that's the one that Sheikh Ibrahim Yazid took. And he made an acronym of it. So, Femi B. Shawkin. The first day, Fatiha. He would recite Fatiha
Baqarah, Al Imran, and Nisa'. Then Ma, then me. Me, that's the next day now, starting with Ma, Surah Al-Ma'idah. Surah Al-Ma'idah, then Surah Al-An'am, then Surah Al-A'raf, Surah Al-Anfal, and Surah Al-Tawbah. Then me. Yeah, now, the third day, Yunusa. That's Surah Yunusa. Surah Yunusa, you recite Surah Yunusa, Surah Hudin, Surah Yusuf, Surah Ra'ad, Surah Ibrahim, Surah Hijr, and Surah Nahal. From this, you will come to me B. You will come to Surah Israel, Bani Israel. The fourth day, you start with Surah Bani Israel, you will go to Kahf, then Surah Maryam, then Surah Anbiya, Surah Taha, like that, and he will end up be show in a Surah Al-Furqan. Then, fifth day, you start from Surah Shin, that is Shuara. From Surah Shuara, he will continue like that until he ends up in Surah Yasin in the sixth day. In this, the sixth day, you start from Wa, that's Shawkin, Wa. Be show wa. That wa is was sofa to sofa. Then you start with sofa to sofa and recite it up to Surah Al-Hujurat. From Surah Al-Hujurat, the seventh day, call, be show king. You start from Surah Al-Kaf and end up in Nas. That's how you recite it in 7 days. You can say after Fatiha, the first three surah, the next five surah, the next seven surah, the next nine surah, next 11 surah, the next 13 surah, and up to the end. You can count it also like that. It will fall in line. Sheikh Ibrahim Niyaz, when he says this in the night, he will stand up and pray with it. Sab al-Masani wal Quran al-Azim. Seven up to repeated and up to repeated. So seven, he finishes twice in a week. One Hatma, he finishes on Thursday, the other one he finishes on Saturday. And it was on Saturday that he finished the one in the morning that Allah took his life. So this is very important. Zikr, recitation of the Quran. Zikr, recitation of the Quran. Try to also read hadith and understand what the Prophet has brought. All these things are very important. وَذْكُرْنَ مَا يُتْلَى فِي بُيُوتِكُنَّ مِنْ آيَاتِ اللَّهِ وَالْحِكْمَةِ إِنَّ اللَّهَ كَانَ لَطِيفًا خَبِيرًا. This is important. And you should remember that Allah is subtle, Allah is well informed. Whoever is not reciting Quran, then what do you have? This is again where you have to have a litmus test. A litmus test. If somebody tells you that he is standing for Allah and the Prophet, that come and listen to me, he is for Allah and the Prophet, ask him, what is your qualification? What is your tool? There is this sheikh, he said he's a sheikh. And he was busy looking for the fault of others. If people are praying, it's their fault he's looking to for. If people are making zikr, they are wrong. Tijaniya is bid'ah. This one, this man never memorized the Quran. He didn't. He never sent even one of his children to go and memorize the Quran. But he was sending his children to go into the army, to go and be doctors, to go and be this. Tell us, which one has he placed more importance? Is he the one that selected the hereafter or he's the one that selected this life? Ask yourself. And he's the one that is leading you. He will lead you to this world. When you say, Allah said, "Wal akhiratu khayru wa abqa." Do you compare him to the one that dedicated himself to the Quran, memorized the Quran? When you see him, he's always reciting Quran. He sent his children and made sure that the children, they memorize the Quran. Even people that are surrounding him, he made sure they memorize Quran. Do you compare this one to that one? We are talking about the issues of this world and the issues of the hereafter. Who is on the issues of the hereafter? So you yourself, if you are an intelligent person, use this first test to ask yourself. This man said he's calling me to Allah. If he could not dedicate himself to the Quran, he could not dedicate himself to the hadith of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, he could not dedicate his children to that cause, why should I follow him? Because all of us, we are seeing things and we keep quiet. We close our eyes as if we are not seeing. Somebody is working for the government, receiving money of the government, the allowances, the houses, everything. And he will come and tell you, he's going to tell you that religion is, your religion is wrong here. No, you are correct here. And he will tell you that that sheikh is bad. The sheikh is not doing well. What is his tool? What is his qualification? The minimum qualification of a malam that will stand up to defend Islam is Quran. He must know Quran. If he doesn't know Quran, he doesn't know the hadith. The hadith, nobody can know all of it. At least he should know the little to use. So may Allah assist all of us. May Allah strengthen us.
Please, we are using this medium to still appeal to the general for your generous donation towards the feeding of our children during this Ramadan. The first question here, somebody wants you to, you said, the person says that anytime he's doing a scar, he sometimes used to cry or weep, or anytime he's hearing admonition. He wants, there are times when he's do, when that is going on, he will even shake his head. So he doesn't know the time he does that. So he wants, he needs a solution.
There is nothing wrong in what he's doing.
Malam, is it permissible for fasting Muslim to actually pray Maghrib without breaking his fast?
If you do that, it's not a sin, but you have not behaved. You have not behaved right here. The first Lama said, it is good for you to hastily break your fast. In Medina, the Medina of the first Lama, when Salah is called, they will wait not less than 5 to 7 minutes for people to break their fast before standing for Salah. But here, people don't do it. They are calling Salah, everybody is starting Maghrib. No. Allow people to break their fast. You are going to Allah. Allah is the one that says we should break our fast. And the Prophet said, if you are going to eat, he said, chew it well. You shouldn't eat in a hurry. You are supposed to eat at least 3 dates or 5 dates and drink water. The time it takes to do this after calling Salah, Allah for it. That is the great character we are talking about. It's subtle and Allah is listening to it. Inna la kana khanatiban khabira.
Uncle, this person prays that may Allah reward you abundantly and grant you protection on your journey.
Amen.
Yes, Sheikh, some household women bear the name of their husband. How will them? The person wants to know what will they do now.
I don't understand that.
There are many household women. They bear the name of their husband. They are not bearing their father's name. So the person wants to know what they should do now.
Household women are not bearing their husband's name. They are being described with their husband. Let us be very careful. Household women are not bearing the names of their husband. They are being described with their husband. It's like saying, Sayyida Aisha, Zawjin Nabi, Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. This, when you say Mrs., that's the meaning of it. You cannot say Mrs., then you call the father's name. She is not the father's wife. Is that not so? It's when you say this, daughter of this, then you cannot call the husband's name. But when you put Mrs. in front, that's why you find, even if a woman is a doctor, you say, Dr. Mrs. Mrs. means wife of.
Okay. This person says that I find it hard to sleep early, so I go to sleep sometimes by 1 a.m. Because of this, I couldn't observe the third part of the night. Can I say my nafi prayers by 1 a.m.? Before I go to sleep.
The whole of the night is great. Any ibadah you do in the night has reward 50 times the one you do by the daytime. But the third of the night is normally preferred, but it's the same thing as the night. And we said the other day that between Maghrib and Isha, Sabul Lama said, it's more virtuous than any part of the night. So try, it doesn't matter the time you sleep, as long as you're able to do just 2 rak'ah after Maghrib, you have done Qiyamul Layl. Or you are able to do Shafi and Wotan after Isha, you have done Qiyamul Layl. May Allah forgive all of us.
Amen.
May Allah grant us the reward of Ramadan.
Amen.
May Allah forgive our parents.
Amen.
May Allah reward Sahabas for us.
Amen.
Allah reward their sacrifice. May Allah grant us great characters. Character between us and our Lord, and character between us and our, and His creation. Jai Mustafa Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, we are begging Him to bring peace to this country. We are begging Him to crush all those that are intending evil in this country. All those that plan all these things that are going, whoever they are, whether they are politicians, whoever they are, Allah, we don't know them, you know them. Allah, weaken them and crush them for us. Bring peace to our country so that we can stay and pray and go to school and go to our work in peace and travel in peace. Jai Mustafa Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. May Allah give direction to our leaders. May Allah to our reward us, the Sahabas. May He reward the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam for us. May He grant us our food, our drinks, our clothing, our houses, our wearings, what we are going to write. May Allah grant it for us. May Allah preserve our honor and dignity for us. Jai Mustafa Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. May Allah lead Islam, strengthen Islam. May Allah bring down kufr and destroy kufr. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala make us to be able to see the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam in this world and the hereafter. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin. Rahman ar-Rahim, maliki yawm al-Din. إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين إن الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين آمين اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد الفاتح لما أغلق والخاتم لما سبق الناس الحق الحق والهادي إلى صراطك المستقيم وعلى آله حق قدره بالدار العظيم سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون سلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين.
Long home, where is that? Long home.
Long home.
Ben? In the campus, is it Long Hall or something? The
Long
Corridor. Eh?
Long Corridor.
Where is it Long? There's Long Corridor.
Long Corridor.
Okay. I think whether Long Corridor or Long Hall.
See that video.
Who has it?
What do you have to tell yourself?